everyone. Welcome back to another AI News podcast episode. I'm your host, Eli Schaefer, and as always, we're going to talk about some really significant changes in the world of AI. It almost seems like daily now where there's like just some kind of crazy change in artificial intelligence, and today is definitely no exception. Today we're going to talk about a very significant move in the AI space. SoundHound's acquisition of Amelia AI for $80 million. Okay, so let's get into it. So this deal marks a major step in the evolution of AI services, particularly in how enterprises are adopting and integrating these technologies into their operations. Okay, so first off, let's unpack the basics of this acquisition. SoundHound, a company you might know for its voice interface technology used by car companies, restaurants, and tech firms, is stepping up its game in the enterprise services space. They've just bought Amelia AI, a company known for its customizable AI agents that businesses use internally or to enhance customer interactions. With this acquisition, SoundHound is aiming to solidify its position in a crowded AI market by expanding into sectors like financial services, insurance, healthcare, retail, and hospitality. Now, here's what's interesting about this deal. SoundHound is paying $80 million in cash and equity for Amelia, which has raised at least $189 million in funding over the years, with its last major investment being $175 million in March 2023. This raises some eyebrows because the sale price is significantly lower than the amount Amelia had raised. It makes you wonder, what does this say about the current state of the AI market? So, from my perspective, I actually think this could indicate a few things. For one, it might suggest that there's a bit of a recalibration happening in the AI space. Despite the massive influx of capital into AI startups, more than $35 billion in the first half of 2024 alone, we're seeing some deals come in at valuations that are surprisingly modest compared to the funds these companies have raised. Could this be a sign that the AI bubble is nearing its peak, or is it just a strategic move by companies like SoundHound to capitalize on the current landscape? And SoundHound's CEO, Keevan Mohajer, does seem to be playing the long game here. He mentioned that acquiring Amelia allows SoundHound to enter new verticals where they currently don't have much business, like finance and healthcare. This move isn't just about adding another AI tool to their portfolio, it's about gaining access to a customer base that includes big names like BNP Paribas, Tava, and Fujitsu. For SoundHound, this acquisition is an accelerant, one that fast tracks their entry into highly regulated markets that would have otherwise taken years to penetrate. But let's not ignore the elephant in the room, SoundHound's own financial journey. So the company has had a turbulent time since going public via a SPAC merger in 2021, initially valued at $2.1 billion, which is absolutely crazy. Now, fast forward to 2023, they laid off nearly half their workforce and had to raise additional funds to stabilize. As of now, their market cap has bounced back to around $1.4 billion. But they're still expected to report a loss this quarter. So while this acquisition might be a bold move to solidify their market position, it's also a risky one given their current financial standing. So another layer to consider is the broader AI landscape. With big tech and other companies set to spend over $1 trillion in AI-related investments in the coming years, everyone's racing to scale up. Yet, the disparity between the money being pumped into AI startups and the valuations of M&A deals like this one makes you wonder about the sustainability of this growth. Are we seeing a bubble, or is this just the natural ebb and flow of an industry in hyper growth mode? Personally, I think there's still a lot of potential for growth in AI, especially for companies that can effectively integrate AI into real world applications. SoundHound, with its focus on voice interfaces and Amelia, with its customizable AI agents, are in a unique position to create synergies that could lead to some exciting innovations. However, the key will be in how well they can manage these integrations and deliver value to their customers, especially in complex regulated industries where the stakes are high. As we move forward, it will be fascinating to watch how service-based AI businesses like SoundHound evolve. Will they become the backbone of enterprise AI, or will the infrastructure and foundational models continue to dominate? One thing's for sure, the AI space is in a state of rapid transformation, and deals like this one are just the beginning of what could be a very interesting few years.
So it will be really interesting to just follow up on this and see where it goes. We might do another episode on this in the future. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. We come out with the best AI news, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I am your host, Eli Schaefer, and we will see you in the next episode.